Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Vav, and we are about 25 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Hey Amid Beis Teinach Meisoy. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchok Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasil ben Gittel, Chana Gittel Bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayosha ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Chaim ben Yom Mordechai ben Ida, Chizki Yishloim Azizke ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yerachmil Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Harav Chaim Doiv ben Krindel, Yael Bas Bela, Shoshana Tova Bas Esther, Michal Shoshana Bas Tova Hadasa, and Chavesero Bas Chana Fred. Today's daf is also being learned. Ilu Nishmas, Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzal, Shloime Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Ochanan, and Baruch Tzvi ben Ephraim Zalman Halevi. So the Mishnah on the top of daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis began its discussion of the Melacha of Koireya, tearing. The Mishnah says, if somebody tears something on Shabbos, Al Menas Litvar, with the intention of then re-sewing what it is he tore, he violated one of the Lamates Melachos. The Mishnah here on Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis goes into detail as to what type of tearing would constitute the Melacha and what type of tearing would not constitute the Melacha. And the Mishnah says, HaKareh B'chamos, if somebody tears a beggar because he was angry, Va'al Meisai, or he heard that someone died and as a result he raised Kriya, says the Mishnah, he's going to be Potter. And the Mishnah gave a reason, because he's a Mekalkel, and the rule is, Kol HaMekalkel Im Peturim. Anytime a person does a Melacha on Shabbos and he's a Mekalkel, he's going to be Potter. And the Gemara began with Akasha, Vira Minhu, a Brisa said, if somebody tears a beggar because he was angry, Ube Evloi, or because he was mourning someone, Va'al Mesoi, Chayiv, Da'aloch is, he's going to be Chayiv, says the Gemara. If that's the case, we have a stira on 2 points. Number one, the Mishnah said, Hakireya Al Mesoi Potter, the Brisa said, Hakireya Al Mesoi Chayiv. The Mishnah said, Hakireya B'chamosoi is Potter, the Brisa said, Hakireya B'chamosoi is Chayiv. So the first part of the Gemara, a classic Gemara, discussed the stira between whether HaKireya bin Al-Mesoy is Chayiv or Potter. The Gemara now is going to discuss the seeming contradiction as it relates to HaKireya b'chamosay. So if somebody's really angry on Shabbos and as a result he tears something, is he going to be chayiv for the malacha of Kireya, or is he not going to be chayiv for the malacha of Kireya? Says the Gemara, Tenach Mesoy, we just answered the stira as it relates to whether someone tears a beggar al mesa is chayiv potter el chamasay al chamasay kasha, but we still have a stira. The Mishnah says if someone's kirei al chamasay is potter. The Brisa said if someone's kirei al chamasay is going to be chayiv. So zok the Gemara chamasay al chamasay namely kasha. It's not a stira. Harab Yehuda, Harab Shimon. Maybe one is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the other is going according to Rabbi Shimon. There's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon whether a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa chayiv or melacha she'ein tzricha legufa is potter. If somebody does a melacha, he violates technically the melacha. However, he didn't necessarily have any need or want for the outcome of the malacha. He intended to do the malacha, but he didn't have any interest in the positive, natural outcome of this malacha. Is he going to be chayiv potter? So we know it's one of the most important machloikis in a Masechta Shabbos. It literally underpins so many of the sugyas in Masechta Shabbos. It's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a malacha shein tzricha leguf is chayiv. According to Rabbi Shimon, a malacha shein tzricha leguf is potter. So the Gemara suggests that maybe the Mishnah that says hakareya b'chamasi is potter is going according to Rabbi Shimon, that a malacha shein tzricha leguf is potter. The Brisa that says hakareya b'chamasi is chayiv is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a malacha shein tzricha leguf is chayiv. In other words, the Gemara is arguing that maybe if somebody tears something b'chamasi, it's koireya, but it's a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. You don't necessarily want to tear the item. You were just upset. You were frustrated. As a result, you tore it. So it's a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. So maybe that's the teretz to the stira. Very simple. The Mishnah that says potter is Reb Shimon. He holds melacha she'ena tzricha legufa as potter. The price that says chayiv is Reb Yehuda. He holds a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa as chayiv. So in other words, Reb Yehuda dam melacha she'ena tzricha legufa chayiv ala Reb Shimon dam melacha she'ena tzricha legufa potter ala. But the Gemara says it can't be. Meaning, even though the math could work out, but imad the shamalei the Rabbi Yehuda ben Masakin. It's true, Rabbi Yehuda holds a malacha shein tzricha leguf as chayiv, but that's only if the malacha that you did was mesakin b'makalkel mishamalei. If someone's mekalkel, however, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a malacha shein tzricha leguf as chayiv? And the Mishnah said that why is a kareya b'chamasei potter? because kala mekalkalin peturim. If that's the case, it really has nothing to do with malacha shein tzricha legufa chayev, malacha shein tzricha legufa potter. It's true a kareb chamasa is a malacha shein tzricha legufa, but it's clear that the Tana the Mishnah was trying to argue that even if you hold malacha shein tzricha legufa is chayev, still a kareb chamasa is going to be potter because you're mekalkel and kala mekalkalin peturim. So it's clear that the Tana the Mishnah is not Reb Shimon. It's clear that the Tana the Mishnah is of the opinion that a malacha shein tzricha legufa may be chayiv, afal pikin, you're going to be potter because he's mekalkel. So you can't tell me the Mishnah is Reb Shimon and that's why you're potter. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rab Abin, Rab Abba said, the teretz must be that hay nami mesakinu, de ka'ovin nachas ruach liyoitzroi. You have to say that really, if somebody is Kireya Bechamasa, he's considered a Mesakin. And the reason he's considered a Mesakin is because he's allowing himself to calm down by tearing the beggar that he's tearing. As a result, he's considered a Mesakin. If he's considered a Mesakin, so really it has nothing to do with Kolam Kalkalim Peturim. In other words, the Tan of the Mishnah that says Hakireya Bechamasai is potter is going according to Rab Shimon that a malacha shein tzricha leguf is potter. The Braisa that says a kareya bechamasai is chayiv is going according to Rab Yehuda that a malacha shein tzricha leguf is chayiv. What's the kasha? If this is a makalkal, even Rab Yehuda should hold potter. The teretz is, it's not makalkal. You're assuming a kareya bechamasai is a makalkal. It's not true. There is an element of tikkun, meaning even though you're not being masakin the beged, but at the same time, it's a constructive act. You were really upset and now you calm down a little bit as a result of what you did. Not much different than what the Gemara had previously said, that if someone has a chiyuv to rice kriya and he rices kriya, it's considered masakin. Why? Well, he wasn't masakin the beged, but he's doing a mitzvah. And being that he's doing a mitzvah, that in and of itself is a reason for it to be considered a masakin. What comes out then, just in pshat in the Mishnah sounded like it sounded like the reason in the Mishnah is potter is because he's a mekalkel. After further review, what emerges is that's not the reason you're potter. Because really, is not a mekalkel, he's a mesakin. In fact, there's a braisa that says clearly a kareya bechamasai is chayev, even though mekalkalin is potter. Why then in the Mishnah is a kareya bechamasai potter? Because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. And Hamani Reb Shimoni that holds a malacha shein tzricha legufa is potter. And in fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a malacha shein tzricha legufa is chayev, you're going to be chayev. But the Gemara says, ukahai gavna mishari, is it okay if a person's angry to tear a beged? Now, who said it's okay? So the Gemara is arguing that if you're telling me that if somebody tears a beged, he's considered a masakin, must be that what he's doing is at least permissible. Because if it's usur to tear a beged when you're angry, then you can't tell me that what he did was masakin. Even if it calmed him down, even if it put him in a better mood, even if his heart rate slowed down a little bit, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if what he's doing is usur, you can't call it a masakin. And the Gemara says, Vatanya, we're going to the Braisa, Rav Shimon Alaza, Oy Memishum Chilfa Bar Agra. So Rav Shimon Alaza said, in the name of Chilfa, the son of Agra. Sha'amar mishum Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So one of the great Tanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, said over something in the name of a Chacham, Chilfa bar Agra, who had heard something from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What did he say? If somebody's angry and as a result he tears a beged, if somebody's angry and he starts throwing things and the keli breaks, or if someone takes his money and just throws it all over the place because he's angry, you should look at this person as if he's Oven Avodah Zarah. Now, he was angry and he let it out, but at the same time, why is he in Oved Avodah Zarah? So this is what Rav Shimon ben Elazar heard from Chilfa bar Agra, who heard from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He said, Shekachum nasei shal yetzahara. This is the way it works. Hayoyim oimalei aseikach. One day the yetzahara tells you to do one thing. Ulamacha oimalei aseikach. And then the next day it tells you to do something else. Ad sha'oimalei avoid avodah zarah. Until finally he tells you to do avodah zarah. And you can end up being oved avodah zarah. Meaning, once a person's angry, what he just did was he allowed the Yetzihara inside his guf. And if you allow the Yetzihara inside your guf, you're dead. You don't stand a chance. Because although he may not be able to pounce on you and get you to do the worst averis today, but la'at la'at, hayoyim oymer le'asei kach, ulamacha oymer le'asei kach, ad sha'oymer lo, it's inevitable. So much so, that if you see someone acting in an angry way, yehei be'enecha ka'ovid avodah zarah, Usually there's an obligation to be danes chaver lekav schos. And over here, Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri said, no, look at this person as if he's an oyved avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Maikro, what's the makor? Is there a pasuk somewhere that says something like this? So the Gemara says, yeah, lo yeh v'cha el zar, v'lo yisishtachavel le'el nechar. The pasuk says, lo yeh v'cha el zar. You shouldn't have an avodah zarah inside of you. Is a el zar, she'esh b'guf v'shaladam. What's the el zar that a person would have inside his guf? Have yoyim is a yetzahara. It's the yetzahara. So you see, the Torah is saying that don't allow the Yetzirah. He's this El Zar, this alien that you allowed inside of you, because eventually he's going to cause you to be Yoved Avodah Zarah. The Chassidim say over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that the Baal Shem Tov used to say, Lo Yiv V'cha El Zar. What's the Avodah Zarah that's inside of you? It's your ego. It's the koichi va'itzim yadi. Also liyas achay lazeh. What's Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is believing in a koyach that's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The biggest avodah zarah that people worship is themselves. Lo yiv v'cha el zar. Don't make yourself into an avodah zarah. Don't think that you're in control. Torah matesh es koicha shel adam. It brings a person to a point where he doesn't feel koichi va'itzim yadi asli asachay lazeh. Lo yiv v'cha el zar. But the drush that the Gemara brings is that the El Zar is referring to the Yetzirah, and don't allow the Yetzirah inside of you, because if you're going to allow him inside of you, it's going to come to Leisishtach V'lanecha. What's the point? The point is, you see from here that you're not allowed to tear a beged when you're angry. So if you can't tear a beged while you're angry, there's no way we should allow it halachically to be treated as a mesakin. If it's not a mesakin, it's a makalko. It's a makalko, then Hajra Kushal Uduchte. We're saying that the price that says a Kriya B'chamal says, Chayiv is going according to Rabbi Yudah that holds a Melacha Shayiv, Chayiv is Chayiv. Lachuri is a makalko. Now, what are you going to tell me? Because it calmed him down. But what he did was so terrible that one day this person's going to be an Oved Avodah Zarah. We can testify about that. That means it's so awful, there's no way we could treat him as a Mesakin. So the Gemara says, Leitzricha deka Oved Lemirma Emesah Inche Beis. It's talking about a person that got really angry. He started tearing things, but he really wasn't angry. He was just doing it to look angry. He was faking it because he wanted to impose himself on his family. Ki hadi Rav Yehuda Shalef Mitzuv Yasa. Rav Yehuda, when he was angry, he would sometimes pull off the border of one of his begotten to act angry. Rav Acher b'Yakov Tavim Mani Tvire. He would take broken kelim and he would break them. Meaning, he would break a keli. The keli was broken. The people that were looking didn't realize it was broken. He would never have broken a good keli, but a broken keli that he felt was okay. Rav Sheshes Romi Leila Amse Moinine Areshe. So she would take the brine of fish and she would pour it on the head of his amma, of his shivcha. Rav Abba Tava Nachmasa. Rav Abba would take a pitcher and he would break the lid. The point is, you see that these were tzaddikim, that when they were angry, they would sometimes act in a way that visibly made them look angry. Now, there's no way they were doing an aveira. So obviously, they were just acting the part so that people around them should be worried and scared. But it wasn't a real kas. It wasn't coming from a real place. In other words, when the Braisa says, it's talking about someone that was angry in such a way. That type of anger is something that you're allowed to have. Not just that, you could even tear a beged. If you hold melacha she'en etzricha leguf es chayiv, if somebody does this on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shul ben Levi Mishur Mar Kaparo, kol amoyr d'moyes al adam kosher. If somebody cries because an adam kosher died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu soifron umanicham ibnei zgazav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take his tears and he's going to put it bebeis genazav. He's going to put it in his... He's going to hide it somewhere. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Noidi sofarto ato simo dimasi benoidecho haloi besifrasecho simo dimasi benoidecho shari dmois is loy ninalo. And when a person cries, HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much values those tears. And the reason is, the Sfarim say, it's very poshut, because tears come mi umke de lipa. It's very hard to fake tears. So you can say things and you can give lip service, but as it relates to tears, the hergeshim that a tear expresses is me'umka d'liba. Incidentally, where does it come from? It comes from the oimek alev. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with the tears? Soifron umanichon bebeis genozov. He puts it in the deepest place, because that's where the tears come from. The tears come from the depths of a person's neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts, every tear counts. Umanichon bebeis genozov. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mariav, Chol Masatzav, Asbeid Yishol Chacham. If a Chacham dies and someone had an opportunity to mourn and to eulogize this Chacham, and he doesn't, he's lazy. Roy l'koivrei b'chayev. This person deserves to be buried alive. Shemem at the Pasuk, Vayig b'rois b'gvul nachlasoi. The
context over there is when Yeshua ben Nun died. And the Pasuk, Darshan says Pasuk, that the mountain wanted to kill the Yidden. And the mountain wanted to kill the Yidden. Why? Because they were Misatzel Bespeder Shel Chacham. And you see from here that if someone is Misatzel Bespeder Shel Chacham, he deserves to be buried alive. Am Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Am Rab Yoichim, Kol Misatzel Bespeder Shel Chacham, Ein Amarech Yom, He's not going to have a Rechaz Yom, Mida Geneged Mida. And this is a Mida Geneged Mida. Meaning he didn't value the life of the Chacham because it didn't bother him enough the fact that the Chacham died. As a result, he himself is not going to be Marech Yomim. Now, where do you find that Hashem punishes Mida Geneged Mida? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Besasa'a Beshalcha Tirivena. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes, it's Besasa'a. It's with precise measure. It's Mida Geneged Mida. This is the Pasuk that the Gemara brings in the end of the first parak in Masechta Soita, where there's daf after daf after daf of sources and Mekoyra is fascinating. I gathered the Gemara of Mida Geneged Mida. But this is where it comes from. It comes from this Pasuk, Besasa'a Bishalcha Tirivena, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perichov Zayin. Faith the Gemara. Is that true? Is it true that the Yidden didn't mourn Yeshua ben Nun properly? And as a result, they were punished. What's the punishment for someone that doesn't mourn a Chacham properly? Roy Lekoiver Bechayev, that's number one. And number two, he's Einay Mayrich Yamim. Faith the Gemara can't be. Because what the Pasuk says, Vayavdu Amis Hashem, Kol Yimei Yeshua. V'chol Yimei Haskenim, Asher Herichu Yamim, Achre Yeshua. It's a spiritual Pasuk. You see the Skenim of Mayrich Yamim after Yeshua ben Nun. So the Gemara says, Amalai, Shrab Yechen and Tol, Rab Chieber Abba, Bavloi, Yamim Herichu, but Shanim Lo Herichu. It's true, the Pasuk says they were Mayrich Yamim, but they weren't Mayrich Shanim. Fakert. You see that they lived many days afterwards, but they didn't have Arichas Shanim, Arichas Yomim, Arichas Shanim, not in the past. We've mentioned a Ben Yehoyada. It's in Daf Yud Gimel, the Masechtas Brachas, where the Ben Yehoyada says, you find the concept, Marichim lo Yomav u'shnoisa. What's Arichas Yomim? And what's Arichas Shanim? So the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai says that Arichas Shanim is many years. A person lives 120 years, he had Arichas Shanim. What's Arichas Yomim? It's be'echos, qualitatively, every day he lives to his fullest. We once suggested that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, kol ha'mashlim parshi yosef v'matzibur, marichin lo yomu v'shnoisav. If someone is mavis sedra, marichin lo yomu v'shnoisav. What's the proper way to be mavis sedra? Every day you read a parsha in the Torah. If somebody incorporates Torah into his daily routine, he doesn't just have Arichas Shanim, he has Arichas Yomim. It enriches his life. Every single day is different because of the fact that he's learning Torah. We've told this too in the past, in Siyumim to Daf Yoimi, that if a person learns Daf Yoimi every single day, it's a concept of Mida Keneged Mida. You learn Daf Yoimi, Marichas Lo Yomim. And it's really one thing begets the other. But either way, here the Gemara makes this diuk that they, L'chol Yimei Askenim Asher Herichu Yomim, it was Yomim Herichu Shanim Lo Yomim. But the words, Elam Yatav, we're going to make this diuk. We say in Kriyash Malaman, Yubi Yumeichem Vimei Venechem. So you're going to tell me Yomav Lo Yishanim, only Yomim, not Shanim, where it says Bracha Shanim. Over there was a Bracha. I mean that over there it's a Bracha. So over there it's Mestaber. Over there it's Mestaber that Yomim is Lav Davka. In the Pasuk that just states a fact, L'chol Yimei Askenim Asher Herichu Yomim. So there, it's a reasonable diuk. Maybe Yomim they had, Shanim they didn't have. As it relates to a Bracha, Laman Yubi Yumeichem, there's no way the Pasuk is coming to say that if you do all the gewaldige things, Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs, the second parish of Griishma, Leman, Yirbu Yumechem, Veloishna Yisechem, that doesn't make any sense over there. Meaning the diuk is a diuk if it seems appropriate to make the diuk. But if it doesn't seem appropriate to make the diuk, then you don't make the diuk. I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, me'inyan le'inyan, ba'isa inyan, ech menachem shameis. If a brother dies, meaning there's a family, several brothers, and one of them dies, yidagu kol ha'achim kulam, all the brothers should be worried. It seems like there's a midas hadin, ech b'mei chabura shameis. If a member of a chabura dies, tida kol ha'chabura kulo, the whole chabura needs to be worried. The Gemara says, I'm Lord Meiskot. Some say this is true if the oldest one dies. If the oldest one dies, Rashi says that's a sign that there's a midas hadin, and that's when the family has to be worried. I'm going to make cotton. Some say just the opposite. It's talking about where the cotton dies. Rashi says, "Shabeklala maschilim when a cotton." When it comes to klala, so Hashem starts with the cotton. Gemara brachas daf samech aleph. So if the cotton is the one that died, then it sounds like it's a klala. It sounds like it's a midas hadin. That's where it's negeya that yidugu kala chabur. Just one more short ha'ara before we go weiter. So the Gemara said rather mysteriously, "Amar Rav Yehuda my Rav." Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, "Kol masatzah b'speidah shel chacham." If someone has an opportunity to mourn a chacham and he's lazy, roy lekoivrei b'chayev, he deserves to die. But not only does he deserve to die, but he deserves to die alive. So literally, to be buried alive. That's his punishment. Roy lekoivrei b'chayev. The Aruch Laner in the Shailos HaTshuvas Binyan Tzion. It's in Chelek Gimel. It's in Simen Kuf Chaf. 120, ironically. So he says, what's this idea of roi l'koiv roi b'chayev? What's the mida keneged mida? Somebody didn't mourn a chacham properly, so what's his punishment? He deserves to be buried alive. So he said, a davar nifla ad l'ma'oy. The Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, daf pechesem ad aleph. We learned it recently. Vayisiyatzvu b'tach the sahar. Malamit shekof ha-kodosh baruch aleim ha-har kegigis v'omalehem. Im atem mekabu mesatayra mutov, v'im lav, Shom tehek furaschem. He said, if you're not mekabel the Torah, you're going to die. Tosa asks the kasha, what do you mean? Why did the Yidden have to be mekabel Torah at gunpoint? Didn't they already say nasav and ishma? So to the extent they already said nasav and ishma, so they already mekabel the Torah beratzen. Why now did it have to be kofar aleim harke gigas? So Tosa says upshot, but it's yadua, the medrash tanchuma, and all the svarim say that the Yidden, when they said nasav and ishma, they were mekabel Torah shav iksav. However, Torah shav alpeh, they were never mekabel. It was not something they said nasav and ishma on. For Torah Shabbat Peh, they had to come on to Kofa Aleihem Har Kegigas, says Daruch Laner. So it comes out that as it relates to Torah Shabbat Peh, the Yidden were literally at gunpoint and they were told you have two choices. If you want, you can be Mekabel Torah Shabbat Peh and everything's going to be great. If not, Shom Tehek Furaschem. You're going to be buried alive. It doesn't even say Shom Tehek Misaschem. It says Shom Tehek Furaschem in this Nusach of the Gemara. You're going to be buried alive. So he says that we know the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Makis, Kametip Shoy, Hani Bavlohi, that they stand up for a Sefer Torah, but V'loi, but they don't stand up for a Kavar Rabbah. The Besefer Torah says Avuar Miakenu. And the Rabbanu came along and they said, it's not 40, it's really Arbam Chasar Achas. It's really 39. So you see the Kayach of the Talmud Chacham. In other words, the Torah Shebaksav is represented in the Sefer Torah. The Torah Shebalpeh is represented in the Talmud Chacham. The Talmud, yesterday we spoke about a Sefer Torah in Nisraf. When a Talmud Chacham dies, it's also a Sefer Torah in Nisraf. It's not the Torah Shabbat, but rather it's the Torah Shabbat Peh. So said the Ben Yitzir, if somebody hears that a Talmud Chacham dies, and he doesn't mourn the Talmud Chacham, so what does that mean? It shows a lack of chashivas for Torah Shabbat Peh. It shows as if, oh, the Torah Shabbat, that's important. If he saw a Sefer Torah in Nisraf, then he would look up the Tshuv and Chacham Tzvi and Siman Yudayin, and Shal's Tshuv is Mima Makim Siman Aleph, and the then he would go through the sugya. Oh, because that's the Torah Shabbat Ksav. But Torah Shabbat Peh is not as choshev to him. Torah Shabbat Peh is not as choshev. Shom Tehek V'raschem. The Yidden didn't want to be mekabel Torah Shabbat Peh. What did Hashem tell him? In live, you're going to be buried alive. He says, that's literally the lashon of the Gemara. Roy L'Koivrei B'chayev. He deserves what the Yidden were going to get had the Yidden not been mekabel the Torah Shabbat Peh. And that is Shom Tehek V'raschem. On that note, Zok the Gemara Vaita. So the Mishnah said, the Chol HaMekalkalim Peturim. Any person does a Malacha on Shabbat. Doesn't matter what the Malacha is. But he was a Mekalkal, meaning he wasn't misacking something. He was Mekalkal. So the Malacha is, he's going to be Patani Rabbavo, Kamed Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbavo came to Rabbi Yechonon, and he told him the following price. Kol HaMekalkalim Peturim. Anyone that's Mekalkal on Shabbat is Pater, Chutz. There's two exceptions to the rule. Mechoyvel Umaver. If someone is Choyvel, as in Perek HaChoyvel HaMesechtes Bavakama, he wounds somebody. Or if somebody lights a fire, he burns something on Shabbos, even if he was being mekalko, the halach is he's going to be chayv. Meaning, kol mekalko and pturim, the Mishnah says, but he added from this brisa two exceptions to the rule. Chayvel umaver. Now the truth is, each one of these exceptions has a makar. The fact that if someone's chayvel b'chaveroi on Shabbos, he's chayev, even though he's a mekalkel, is mefurish in a Mishnah, in Masechtas Bava Kama, daf pei zayin amar alef. The Mishnah says, if someone's chayev b'chaver b'shabbos, he's potem el shalim. And the reason is, v'nei she nidoim b'nafshay. What does that mean? That means being that you're chayev misa for being chayvel, so you're going to be potter from pain, even though a chayvel b'chaver is chay b'chamisha dvar, nezik tzah ripu shabbos boishas. But if you're chayvel b'chaver on Shabbos, you're potter from pain because of kimla b'derab b'minei. So what do you see? You see that you're chayev misa, because if you weren't chayev misa, there'd be no kimla b'derab b'minei, you wouldn't be potter. So it's clear that even though you are mekalka, you just hurt somebody, but still, the halacha is you're going to be chayev. As it relates to maver, that's a mefurish mishnah as well. The mishnah in Masechtas Bava Kama, this is daflam medalid, the mishnah over there says, if someone is madlik or godish on Shabbos, he too is potter min atashlumin. Even though he's an adam amazik, maybe he's an esha amazik, but at the same time he's potter mivnei shenidim benafshay. So you see clearly this idea. So the Mishnah said, kolam akalkalim pturim. Rabbi Avoh came in front of Rabbi Yochanan and he told him, kolam akalkalim pturim, you have to read the fine print. Chutz michayv lamav. Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Avoh, puk tani labara. It's not true. Meaning it can't be. Chayv lumaver ain't a Mishnah. There's no such thing. Now you're going to tell me, maybe there is a Mishnah. Meaning, if you have a Mishnah, someone that says that a chayvul mavir achayv on Shabbos, it's talking about where you were in Mekalkel. It's talking about where you were chayvul, but you wanted the blood for your kelev. We spoke earlier in the Masechta about dam nida for a shunra. So this is dam chavola for a kelev. I guess people wanted that sometimes. Or mavir b'tzarech l'afrit. It's talking about where you needed the efer. But if you didn't need the efer, so then the halacha is that you're not going to be chai. But the Gemara says, v'anan t'nan kol ha-makalkalim turim. So the Gemara asks Akasha and Rav Avo, that how could you, Rav Avo, have had a havamina that if someone is chayvel umaver, even if he didn't do it like Rabbi Yochanan said, for a constructive person, chayvel v'tzarech l'chalboi, maver v'tzarech l'efroi, but rather he did it as a makalkal, that the loch is, he's going to be chayiv, it would then contradict the Mishnah. Didn't the Mishnah say, kol ha-makalkalim p'turim? I mean, the Rebbe Vo was coming from Mishnayis and Masechtas Bava Kama. I hear it's very nice. But we have a Mishnah where the Mishnah says, clearly apart. Elamai, what do you have to say? Those Mishnayis are talking about where he had a tikkun. There was something that he was going to get out of this. He wanted to be chayvel, not just to hurt his friend, because he was sarach l'kalboy. He wanted to be maver, not just to burn his friend's bush, but because he was sarach l'efroy. But Rebbe Vo didn't hold that way. Rebbe Vo held, kol ha-makalkalim p'turim chutz mi chayvel u'maver. He held that no, it's an exception, it's a carve out to the rule of kol ha-makalkalim p'tur. Ay, Rav Avo, you can't go keneged a Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rav Avo is going to tell you, Masis and Rav Yehudai, Braiser Rav Shimon. Wow. The Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds kol ha-makalkalim p'turim. This Braisa that says kol ha-makalkalim p'turim chutz mi-chayv lo-maver, that's going according to Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, even if you're a makalkal, still it's possible for you to be chayev. Zok to Gemara, my time with the Rav Shimon. What's the makar to Rav Shimon? Because midis are called the mitzvah milah. From the fact that you find the Torah needed a pasuk to tell me milah. Milah's doicha Shabbos. We're going to learn soon in Perek Rabbeleza the milah. The Gemara brings several sources how you know that milah's doicha Shabbos. But says the Gemara, Rav Shimon was bothered. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that milah's doicha Shabbos? Chayev ba'amo. Chayev. All he is a chayvel. So if all he is a chayvel, so of course he's Potter. Why would you need a pasuk? He's a makalkal anyways. If he's a makalkal, why would you think it shouldn't be okay? So Rav Shimon, help midas, or midas, so what's that a raya to? Must be a makalkal is chayev, or at very least as it relates to a chayvel. A chayvel, that's makalkal's bichay. Additionally, midas, rachman abar gabi baskoi, and we find that the Torah had to say that you're not allowed to give misas bez on Shabbos. You can't kill a baskoi and shazinsu is chayev sreifa. You can't give her sreifa on Shabbos. Wait, you need a pasuk to tell me you can't give her sreifa on Shabbos. L'chura, what's the issue? Shema mina must be maver ba'al mechayev. That ordinarily, a maver in such a case would be chayev. Because otherwise, there's no chil Shabbos taking place. Because it's a mekalkel anyways. So Shimon said that from the fact that there's a parish of mila on Shabbos, and from the fact there's a parish of giving a bas koyin sreif on Shabbos, that's a raya that chayvel and maver, even when they're mekalkel, are going to be chayev. So if that's the case, says Rav Shimon, kol ha-mekalkelim turim chutz. There's two exceptions. What are the exceptions? Chayvel umaver. Says more of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds kol ha-makalkalim turim, even chayvel umaver. And the only time chayvel would be chayv on Shabbos, as in the Mishnah Bava Kama, that's if you're tzarech, you want the blood for your kelev. And the only time maver is going to be chayv is if you want the efer. So says the Gemara, me says bezdin by a bas koyin. So the Gemara says, hosam mesakin hu kider. Ravashi, you're assuming that Mila on Shabbos is Mekalkal, so you're asking Akasha, what do you need a pasuk to tell me that Mila is Deicha Shabbos? What's the Chil Shabbos? Isn't it a Mekalkal anyways? Oh, it must be a Raya that Chayvel is Chayiv, even where it's Mekalkal. No, that's not Mekalkal, that's Mesakin. We just learned a little bit about Mesakin. If someone writes his Kriya because he's Mekayim the Mitzvah, he's a Mesakin. If somebody tears a baguette for him to calm down, that in of itself is also considered a Mesakin. So Mila, of course, is a Mesakin. Dom Ravashi. Mali l'sakin mila, mali l'sakin keli. What, if you're masakin a keli, then you're chayib, but mila is not? Of course that's considered masakin. So Yehuda held, it's a masakin. If it's a masakin, that's why you need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. And as it relates to, havara, mali l'vashel psila, mali l'vashel samonim. You're assuming that when the Bas Koyin, assuming she would get Sreif on Shabbos, it would be a Maisa Makalkal. It's not a Maisa Makalkal. Because the way they used to kill people with Sreifa is they would light, they would burn lead, and they would put the lead inside the person. So lighting the lead is considered bishul. And being that it's considered bishul, it involves a malacha. And being that it involves a malacha, so again, that's the reason we need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's because of the bishul. And just like bishul samonim is considered bishul, so there's no reason bishul psila shouldn't be. The point is, it does involve chil Shabbos. We assumed always the chil Shabbos that it involved. It was the havara, and the havara is a mekalkel. The Teretz says, no, it involves bishul, and the bishul in and of itself, if you looked at it in a vacuum, would actually be considered a masakin. Either way, you have no right for it. So what comes out from this Gemara? Something very interesting. Just one solid takeaway. And that is that the Mishnah said, kolam akalkal and pturim. But according to Rabbi Avoh, not everybody held that way. According to Rabbi Avoh, it's really a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds kolam akalkal and pturim. Rabbi Shimon holds almost kolam akalkal and pturim. There's two exceptions to the rule. Chutz michoivel umaver. If someone's choivel, even though he's mekalkel, he's going to be chayev for the malacha of drawing dam on Shabbos. If someone's maver, even if he's mekalkel, he's going to be chayev. There's a makar to it from Mishnayis and Masechtas Bava Chamos in the intense sugyas of Kamleb the Rabbi Minei. But the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, kolam mekalkel m'turim. According to Rabbi Shimon, kolam mekalkel m'turim chutz michoivel umaver. And the reason this is very interesting and is worth pondering, because it's the first time in Masechta Shabbos, Olam Hafechro, you see, where Rabbi Shimon is the Machmer, and Rabbi Yehuda is the Mekel. It's fascinating. Throughout the Masechta, Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Dov HaShein HaMeschavin is Asir. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Malach HaShein HaTzricha Lagufa Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda is Islay Mukta. Rabbi Yehuda is constantly Machmer, and Rabbi Shimon was constantly Mekel throughout the Masechta. Here you have a Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Yehuda is the Mekel, Kolam HaKalkulam Turim, and Rabbi Shimon is actually the one that's Machmer. Now the truth is, the Gemara just throws in, oh, one is Rabbi Yehuda and one is Rabbi Shimon. As if there's some Mefurish Machloikis somewhere in Shas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as it relates to this halacha. And the truth is, Rashi says, V'lo yisparish heicha. The Gemara introduce Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as if we're supposed to know where this Rabbi Yehuda is and where this Rabbi Shimon is. And Rashi says, to be totally honest with you, I'm not familiar with this Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not familiar with this Rabbi Shimon. I don't know where this is coming from. It's not a Mishnah. It's not a Braisa. It's a Gemara. But the Gemara is talking about it as if we're supposed to know where this comes from. And Rashi says, I'll tell you the truth, I don't really know where it's from. Then Rashi says, Apshat, maybe it has to do with the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, related to Malach HaShem Tzricha Lagufa. There's an important Tosfos here on Daf Kuv Vav Amud Aleph, but unfortunately, it's beyond the scope of what we're able to do in a Daf Yom Mishazok. The Gemara, Vayter, one last Gemara, and then we'll start the next Malacha. Shir HaMalabin. So the Mishnah went through a whole bunch of Malachas and mentioned what the Shir is. Shir HaMalabin Vamenapit Vatzeveya Vatova. So what is it? It's Kemaloi Roichev Hasit Kafel. So what is sit? Sit is the distance between your second finger and your third finger. If you double that distance, that is what the shir is. So the Gemara says there were different Amayram. When they would show the shir to that Talmidim, they did it differently. Rabbi Yosef Machvi Kafel. Rabbi Yosef would take his two fingers, he would spread them out, and he would say, you see that distance? Double that, that's what the shir is. Rabbi Chia Bar Ami, he'd do a little bit differently. Machvi Pashat. What he would do is, he would take his thumb and his middle finger, and he would spread them out as much as possible, and he would say, this is the shir. Based on the premise that the distance between your thumb and your middle finger is going to be exactly double the distance between your second finger and your middle finger. It's the same difference. According to Rabbi Yosef, he used the shear of the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah said it. It's the sit times two. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami just kept it simple. He says, you don't have to do multiplication. You don't need a back of the envelope. Just take the distance between your thumb and your middle finger, and that's what it's going to be. Either way, we continue and move along with the Lamatas Malachas to the Malacha of Tzad. You're not allowed to capture, you're not allowed to trap an animal on Shabbos. Okna Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Atzatzi bilo migdol, if somebody traps a bird inside a migdol, like a bird chest or a closet on Shabbos, Tzvila bayis, if somebody traps a deer inside a house, so there was a bird that somebody was trying to catch and he's trying to chop it and he has his little bird cage and he catches it in the cage. Or there's a deer that you're trying to catch, you open up the door of your house and you close the door in the house, you get him inside. I agree with you, Rav Yehuda, that if somebody would trap a tzipar inside a migdol, he would be chayiv, but as it relates to a tzvi, as it relates to a deer, legina, ulechatzer, ulebei barim chayiv. You wouldn't have to catch it in your house in order to be chayiv. Meaning, even if you only trapped it inside your garden, or inside a chatzer, or inside the bibar. So the bibar is just the enclosure where animals would drezach. So even that, meaning even if it's not such a level of tzad where it's physically inside your house, that in and of itself would be enough for you to be chayv. Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that as it relates to these bibarim, loy kala bibarim shavim. Zeh klal chuset zeh da pater. If it's a bibar where once it's inside the bibar, you still have to catch it. So then if you trap it inside this bibar, you're going to be pater. Shein b'chuset zeh da. But if it's not b'chuset zeh da, then you're going to be chayv. So the bottom line is this. We had three Shitos Hatanoim in the Mishnah, all as it relates to the Malach of Tzad. Everybody agrees that the definition of Tzad, when it comes to a bird, a tzipar, is you have to catch it in a closet, in a chest, in a birdcage. It has to be in a very confined area. If you don't trap it, if you allow a bird into your house and then you close the door, that's not called Tzad. Why? Because even in your house, you're going to have to go trap it. So if it's Mechusr Tzad, that means it's not trapped by definition. So if that's the case, you're going to be Potter. As it relates to a Tzvi, and we'll see in the Gemara, Tzvi is Lav Dafka, but really as it relates to any Chaya, so there's a Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to trap it in your house. If you trapped it in your chutzner, in your garden, in your backyard, you're still going to be potter. If it's in your house, now you got it. And then it's considered trapped. That's considered tzad. According to the Chachamim, no. Even if it's in your gina, your chutzner, your bibar, that's a word that the Gemara is going to use a lot. That enclosure, the place where animals roam naturally. It's obviously fenced in, but that's where animals are able to roam. If you would trap it in that area, that in and of itself would be considered tzad. And then finally, the Mishnah mentioned a statement from Rav Shimon Gamliel and said that you want to talk about a bibar as it relates to an animal trapping on Shabbos. You can't just paint all the bibars with one wide brush. Meaning, there's certain bibarim that are really big, and if you have an animal in there, you may spend the whole afternoon trying to catch it. And there's certain bibarim where if you trap an animal in there, it's no different than trapping the bird inside a closet. So really, you'd have to look at each individual bibar, and you'd have to figure out whether or not it's considered tzad, or if it's not considered tzad. Zok de gemar, tanan hasam. We learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is Masechtes Beya. So Masechtes Beya deals with Hilchas Yontif, just as much as Masechtes Shabbos deals with Hilchas Shabbos. So a lot of the Mishnayos and the Sugyas in Masechtes Beya, Beya is much smaller than Shabbos, but there's a lot of Sugyas that parallel the Sugyas of Masechtes Shabbos. But where a Shabbos deals with these halachis from the context of Shabbos, Beya deals with them from the context of Yontif. So the Mishnah is discussing tzad on Yontif. Now, incidentally, are you allowed to trap an animal on Yontif? So you would think it's Malach HaSeichel Nefesh. Maybe you're allowed to. To the extent that I'm trapping the animal because I want to eat it, so maybe it should be okay. The answer is you're not allowed to. Because not all Malachis that a person does because he wants to serve because of Eichel Nefesh is deemed a Malach HaSeichel Nefesh. The rule is that if there's a Malach that you could have done before Yontif, and the quality of the food wouldn't have been compromised as a result of the fact that you did it before Yontif, even if it's a Malach HaSeichel Nefesh, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. So to trap an animal on Yontif versus Erev Yontif is not going to make the steak that you're going to serve any better. So if you're going to go ahead and trap the animal on Yontif, it's Aser, because you could have done it on Erev Yontif. What do you mean? Why am I allowed to cook? Oh, because you want to cook fresh food. It's better to cook fresh food than to cook not fresh food. But to trap the animal, who cares? So that's why there are a lot of melachos that if you ask the man on the street, he will probably think are Melech HaSeichel Nefesh, and really it's not Melech HaSeichel Nefesh. That's why the sugyas of Melech HaSeichel Nefesh are very complicated. You have to know what is Eichel Nefesh, what's not Eichel Nefesh, throw me toich into the picture, but the point is tanan hasam. So tzad is a malacha that even if you're doing it for oichal nefesh, it's considered a malacha that's not litzoyer oichal nefesh. So the Mishnah says ain't tzadim dogman abay bar biyantiv. You're not allowed to catch a fish from its pond, its bibar, which is a pond. Obviously, a fish lives in water. On yantiv ain't nois lefnei mezoinus. Additionally, you're not allowed to give it mezoinus. Now the truth is one begets the other. If you're not allowed to catch it on Yontif, you're not allowed to feed it on Yontif. Because if you can't catch it on Yontif, it means you can't do anything with it on Yontif, which means it's mukta. If it's mukta, you can't feed it. Because you're not allowed to be metaltal something, l'tzayrich adavar mukta, on Shabbos or on Yontif. But the Mishnah says you are allowed to catch a chayv oif on Yontif. That's not mukta. The noisel of name is oinus. And that is, as a result, you're allowed to give it mezoinus. What does it mean, tzad and chayv oif? If it's in its bibar, if it's in its enclosure, it's in its place where it roams naturally. Again, fenced in. So then the halach is, so you're not allowed to catch a fish out of its pond, but at the same time, if you want to catch a chay and a noy from its bibar, that you're allowed to do. Faith Gemara Vimin, I'll ask you a kash. Bibar Mishal Chayis, Vishal Oifis, Vishal Dog, it ain't Tzadim, and Beyontiv. They nois, Lefneim, and Zoynois. As it relates to the bibar, it doesn't matter if it's a chay, it doesn't matter if it's oif, it doesn't matter if it's a fish. That halach is, you're not allowed to catch an ayontiv, and you're not allowed to give him a zoynois. So what's the question? Kash a chay, a chay, kash a oifis, a oifis. You have a steer in chay, you have a steer in oifis. The Mishnah said, fish, no good. chayos and oifos, yeah, good. The Braisa says fish, chayos, oifos are all no good. You're not allowed to trap any of them from its biber on yontif. So you have a blatant contradiction between a Mishnah and a Braisa as it relates to chay. Both are talking about yontif. Both are talking about chayos and oifos and biberim. One place it says you're allowed to chop it, and the other place it says you're not allowed to chop it. So you have a steer in chay, you have a steer in oif. So you must be chay, chay like kasha. As it relates to chay, it could be it's not a kasha, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbanon. Because I could always tell you one is Rabbi Yehuda, the other is the Rabbanon. Which Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon are Mishnah? Because our Mishnah, even though it was talking about Shabbos and it's talking about yontif, but conceptually it's the same. And that is, we had a machloikis, if somebody would trap a tzvi, or any chaya for that matter, into its bibar on Shabbos, would he violate the malacha of tzad? So according to the Chachamim, the answer was yes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the answer was no. What does that mean? That means that according to the Chachamim, when an animal, a chaya, such as a tzvi, that's just an example, is in a bibar, it's considered trap. That's why I can't do it on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's in a bibar, it's not considered trap. That's why I am allowed to do it on Shabbos. I only can't put it into my bias. So what's the flip side of that coin? If according to the Chachamim, when it's in the bibar, it's trapped, so that means to take it from the bibar and trap it shouldn't be aser. Because if it's trapped already when it's in the bibar, then when I take it out, I'm not trapping it again. Because once it's trapped, you can't trap it a second time. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not considered trapped when it's inside the bibar. It's not considered trapped until I take it into my house. That's why if I bring a tzvi into a bibar, I didn't violate the malacha of tzad. That would then mean it's not in a state of trap. It's not in a state of trap. Then to take it from the bibar would be aser. So the Mishnah that says ain't tzadim dogim rabbi bar biyantiv, the ain't noisim lefneim azoynis avul tzadim chayiv oiv. So you see that if a chaya is inside a bibar, it's in a state of tzad. So there's no issa to take it from the bibar. That's going according to the Chachamim, that holds that there's an iser tzad to put the chaya in the bibar. Whereas the Braisa that says that the halacha is ain't tzadin, that you're not allowed to take the chaya, oh, that's because it's not in a state of tzad. That's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, chaya, chaya, loy kasha. I could always tell you one's Rabbi Yehuda, the other one's the Rabbanon. Elo oifis ha'oifis kasha. But as it relates to oifis ha'oifis, over there you have a stira. How are you going to answer the stira of oifis? There's no Rabbi Yehuda, and there's no Chacham as it relates to oifis. As it relates to oifis, it was very straightforward. Oifis, we had the halacha that everybody seemed to agree that atzad sipar lemigdal is chayv. But if it's not inside a migdal, if it's not inside a closet, it's never considered tzad. So if anything, if you want to refer back to our Mishnah, it should always be also to take a knife out of the bibar. Bottom line is we have a steer. So the Gemara said, you'll tell me, maybe you'll tell me that there's a difference between a bibar that's makura, a bibar that's makura, a bibar that has a roof on top, a bibar that doesn't have a roof on top. Maybe if it doesn't have a roof on top, it's not trapped, then when you take it, because if it doesn't have a roof, it could easily fly away. So it's tzad. But if it has a roof on tap, that's when you're allowed to take it, that's where it's not considered tzad. But the Gemara says, for the Mishnah, it's not the way, because v'abayis the makoruhu, a house has a roof on top of it. That's what makes something a house by definition. Ubein the Rabbi Yehuda, ubein the Rabbanon, tzipah lemigdol in the bayis loy. The Mishnah said clearly, like we just spoke out, that the only time a tzipah is considered trap is if it's physically inside the migdol. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Barafuna, hacha betzipah deror askinon. You could say that our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that the only time a tzipah is considered trapped is if it's inside a closet, is a tzipah derar. That's a vilda tzipah. It's a tzipah that's very, very wild. And the reason is, l'fisha inam kabbalas maras, because it's very hard to control it. Tanuk v'Rabbi Shmuel, lamad k'shvay tzipah derar, because Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, they said, why is this tzipah called a derar? Because it lives in a house like it lives in the field. He makes himself heimish inside the house. So it's going to always be very hard to catch him. The bottom line is, it could be that the only reason in our Mishnah a tzipar is only considered trapped if it's inside a migdal, it's because we're talking about a very specific type of tzipar. We're talking about a tzipar derar, but as it relates to an ordinary bird, it could be, as long as it's in a bibar, that's makura, certainly inside a house, that would be enough for it to be considered trapped, if that's the case. If it's inside a bibar makura, being that it's in a state of trap, you would be allowed to take it from there on yontif, because you're not trapping it when you take it on yontif, because it's already trapped. If, however, it's in a bibar she'ena makura, so it's not in a state of quote-unquote tzad, it's not in a state of trap, it's over there that you would be allowed to take it. That's In other words, the teretz, the stira, oifas ha-oifas, one is talking about where the bibur was makura, one is talking about the bibur she'ena makura, the mishnah is talking about a very specific type of bird. So, now that we're getting involved in such chilukim, so the Gemara says, chaya chaya, namid loikasha, could be you can answer chaya chaya also that we have a stira, one place it's mashma that taking a chaya out of the bibur is a problem, one place it's mashma is not a problem, one place it's mashma that the chaya in the bibur is already trapped, the other place it's mashma, no, it's not trapped, and as a result, you're not allowed to take it from there, habi bibur got the habi bibur got. You don't have to say, harab Yehuda, harab you could say simply habiber gadol, habiber katan. Again, if there's different types of bibers as it relates to a bird, so why can't there be different types of bibers as it relates to chayas? It's very hard to ask a stira. Rav Shimon Gamliel said in the Mishnah, loy kala bibarim shavin, right? So hechidami biber gadol, hechidami biber katan. What's the definition? Meaning, what's an example of biber gadol, biber katan? I'm Rav Ashi, the kolicha, the rod basrei umatli bechad shichyo. If the biber is so small that you can catch it, literally, you can run after it, and in one swoop, you'll be able to chop it. You don't have to start making circles. In one shot, you can get it. That's a biber katan. Either anything bigger than that is a biber katan. Inami kolicha the nafal tul. If the shadow of one wall touches the other wall, so when the wall casts a shadow, if literally the shadow overlaps with the other wall, that's already small. That's a biber katan. Idrich biber gadol. Additionally, inami kol hecha deleki ukti ukti. If it doesn't have a lot of corners, little lecha, where the bird can go hide, that's considered, or the animal can go hide, that's a biber katan. Idrich, anything else is a biber gadol. Rav Shimon Gamliel loimer. Rav Shimon Gamliel said in the Mishnah what we just said. Loi kol abibarim shavim. There's different types of ibarim. What's the rule? If the biber is mechusar tzedi, you're potter. If it's not mechusar tzedi, you're going to be chayiv. Om Rav Yosef. From the fact that he said Allah Rabshim Gamliel, you're making it sound like there's a machloikis. Is there even a machloikis? Meaning, did Chachamim ever argue? Amaleis, Rabbi Yosef told about my nafkalachmina. Well, okay, why are you being medayik so much? The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Whether the Chacham argue or not is really neither here nor there, because at the end of the day, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amalei Abaye told him, "What Gemara is Marta today? What is this? Is like a niggin? We're just singing songs over here. If this is, you have to know what the halacha is. You can't just go ahead and say something without clarifying what the halacha is. Either way, we'll stop here and just end with one last ahara, and that is so. One of the themes of the daf was the Gemara spoke a little bit about kas, and the Gemara said as follows: Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Shum chilfa bar igra. If somebody tears his begadim because he's angry, he breaks kelim because he's angry, he takes his money and he just throws it all over the place because he's angry, look at this person as if he's like, what, he was Oved Avodah Zarah? What did he do? No, because this is the way the Yetzirah works. Eventually this person's going to be like, it wasn't Oved Avodah Zarah now, but this person is eventually going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Either way, kas is something that's very, very bad. So much so that if someone is bekas, eventually, says the Gemara, this person is going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. The truth is that we know the Rishonim talk a lot about how terrible kas is. The Geres HaRamban begins talking about how terrible the midah of kas is when he sets out what a person should do if a person's going to work and refine his midahs. So he begins talking about the midah of kas, and he refers to it as the worst midah, and all the terrible things come when a person is bekas. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos in Perek Beis, so he talks about midahs, and he says that a person is supposed to go in the derech hamamutza. Meaning, if a person, when it comes to midos, so you don't want to be an extreme on one way, on one side, you don't want to be an extreme on the other side, but the right way to do it is to go bederech habeinani. Says the Rambam, the esh deos, there's certain midos, sha'asol loy la'adam linuk behem bebeinanis. It's also for a person to go with the derech hamamutza. Eli yisrachik adakzei achar. You have to make sure you go to the extreme. V'hu, goyva halev. One of them is goyva halev. That's not for now. V'chein akas. And the same is kas. It's a day or rahi adlama oid veroy wa adam she israchik mimena adak tzeya achar. Vilame datsman shalo yichos. A person has to train himself to never get angry. A filo al dove she roy lichosolov. Vechenim rotzel hatel emal bonobubne besa yal at tzibur. Even if you want to get angry on the tzibur, verotzel lichosaleim kadesh yachsul mutav yira atzman befneim kadeshu. He should act as if he's angry. The Gemara we just learned, kadeh liyasra. But that he had daitem yusheves benoilabe natsman ka adam shu medame ishbeshats. But really inside, you're never allowed to get angry, says the Rambam. You have to go to the opposite extreme. It's something that you're never allowed to do. A person is never allowed to get angry. The Chassidim say that the Rebbe Rabbunim, Rabbi Simcha Bunim from Pshischa, so they say he had a special Bekutcha, a special record that he used to put on whenever he got angry. So if he ever wanted to get angry, so before he got angry, he would go to his closet, he would touch the Bekutcha, and he would put on the special. And the Chassidim said they never saw anybody get angry with more Yishav Adas. He was so miyusha when he got angry. He literally, he was about to go, I'm going to get Bekas now. But that's what the Rama means. That there's a concept of getting Bekas, but with Yishav Adas. It's more the way you look. It's the optics. But deep down inside, says the Rama, Amru Chachamim Mari. The Rishonim said, "Kol Hakoyes Kilo Oyved Avodah Zarah." The Amru and the Chazal said, "Kol Hakoyes Im Chachamu." Chachmasai mistalekes mimenu. Ve'im navihu nivuasai mistalekes mimenu. Balei kas in chayeim chayim. Leficha'ch tzivu lisrachik min hakas. Ve'chulu ve'chulu. Ve'derech ha-tzadikim. They never get angry. You can tell them whatever you want to tell them. Aluvim ve'inam ovim. Shemir chapasim ve'inam ashivim. Oysim ha'havu smeichem yisurim b'shtikim. All of ha'kosim oymer. Ve'oyav av kitzeis ha-shemesh b'kvurasai. The Loshen of the Rambam in Hilchus Deis. Perek Beis. Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dala, we've spoken about so many times. Amra Rav Tamar Rabbeinu Hakadosh Shelo Yisach Sicha B'Teila Kol Yom. That's the next Halacha. That's Halacha Dala. But this is Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam talks about Kaf. Marat Zchiyos, on our Gemara, right here, Masechta Shabbos, brings this Rambam. And the Marat Zchiyos says that he thinks this Rambam is a Pella. The Rambam said as follows. In the middle of the Rambam's diatribe against the person that's Bekas, said the Rambam, Amru Chacham Rishay, he started quoting Chazals. Kol HaKoyes, Kilu oivad avay dazara. Kol hakoyes im chacham hu, chachmasai mistalekes mimenu. Vim navi hu, nivuasai mistalekes mimenu. Said the Maritz Chiyas. Kol hakoyes kilu oivad avay dazara. Where did the Rambam get that from? Says the Maritz Chiyas, v'loi nimtze kem b'shul makoy. There's no makar anywhere in Chazal to that line. That kol hakoyes ki'ilu oivad avay dazara. It's one of the ki'ilus. Kol hakoyes ki'ilu oivad avay dazara. He said, but the truth doesn't say it anywhere. He says, the closest Chazal that I found to kol hakoyes ki'ilu oivad avay dazara is the Gemara that we just learned. The Gemara says, ha'shoyver keili b'chamasoi. So yireh be'enov, you should view this person as if he's an oivad. Don't trust him. View him as if he's an oivad avay dazara. Because today the Yetzar tells you to do this, and before you know it, he's going to tell him to be oivad avay dazara. But it doesn't say anywhere, kol hakoyes kilu oivad avay dazara. He said, v'kan lo yomru rak ha-shoyver keili b'chamosoi. Avul stom aloi, v'shum mechaber lo yisoyer b'zeh al das ha-ramam. He said, I didn't find one person that asked this kash on the Ramam. Not one person that asked this kash. Zoyfrek the Maratz Chiyas. The Rambam says, Kol HaKoyes Kilu Oivad Avay Dezara. Our Gemara says something very similar. But the Gemara is not just talking about someone that's Bekas. The Gemara says, if someone's Shoivre Kalim Bechamasai. And the Gemara says, it should be Yir Be'enov as if maybe at some point he will be Oivad Avay Dezara. But that kash is equated. Kol Malamedes Ben Chavei Retaira, Ma'al Olav HaKosov, Kilu Yaldai. Kol Magado Yosef Yisoyim B'Teich Besai, Ma'al Olav HaKosov, Kilu Yaldai. Kol Malbim Ben Chavei Barabim. You have all the ke'ilus. Where's the ke'ilu? You don't find the ke'ilu in the Gemara. The Gemara said if someone is shaver, kalim, he's kireya bigodim, because he's bekas, it should be a damah be'enav as if at some point he's going to be over the Avodah Zarah. So I'll tell you something that I saw, and that is from Yonis and Steif in the Sefer Chadashim, Gam Yishanim, here in Masechta Shabbos, he says that Maratz Chiyus said that he didn't find this anywhere in a Chazal. The truth is, it is a Mefurash Chazal. It's a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh is in Bereishis, Tav Chov Zayin Amid Beis. Quote, Kol HaKoyes Ki'ilu Oyved Avodah Zarah. The Zohar is going on the Pasuk Vayetzav Hashem Elokim. This is when Adam and Chava are in Gan Eden. But either way, in that context, the ha'ukmua, that kol hakoyes, ki'ilu oived avodah zarah, that if someone gets bekas, it's ki'ilu oived avodah zarah. So he says, it's interesting, there's a debate whether the Rambam saw the Zohar HaKadosh, the Pashtus says he didn't, but he says that maybe this is a makar that the Rambam did see the Zohar. Because the Rambam said, amru chachamim arishayim, kol hakoyes, ki'ilu oived avodah zarah. Where did the Rambam get that from? Maritz Chiyu says, there's no such chazal. And he says, no one was margish this kasha. No, it's a mefurish Zohar HaKadosh. Maybe he's coming from a Zohar HaKadosh. But just to end with one ha'ara. And that is, there's a Mishnah that we're all familiar with. The Mishnah's in Perikei. Pirkei Avos, Mishnu Yud Yad Aleph. Arba Midos B'Deyos. There are four Midos when it comes to Deyos. There's a Noyach Lichos, V'Noyach Leratzos. There's a Kasha Lichos, There's a kasha l'ratzos. There's a kasha nitlichos for noyach l'ratzos, and then there's a noyach lichos for kasha l'ratzos. So there are some people that they get upset really quickly, but it's easy to appease them. That person says the Mishnah Yotza have seidai b'schare. Then there are people that's hard to get them angry, but it's also hard to appease them. Yotza schare b'ef seidai. Then there's a person that's a kosha lichais, but he's noyach l'ratzais. It's hard to get him angry, but and not just that, it's easy to be miratzim. Well, he's a chassid, he's very chashiv. It's very hard to get him angry, and it's very easy to appease him. And then there's the noyach lichais, the kosha l'ratzais, he's in the opposite extreme, he's a rasha. L'chayra, the Mishnah's a pella. It sounds like from the Mishnah, if someone's a kosha lichais, he's a chassid. What do you mean? A kosher lichos is a chassid? I think you're not allowed to be bekas. The Rambam says you're never allowed to be bekas. The Rambam says that this is one of the midos that you have to be misrachik from literally ad akotze. So what does it mean that if you're a kosher lichos, you're a chassid? You're never allowed to be angry. Kosher lichos is very hard. He's not an easy guy to get angry. It's hard to break him. If he got upset, it must have been really bad, right? What do you mean? He's never allowed to get upset. How can he be a chassid? Maybe he's normal. Maybe he's human. That's fair. But to call him a chassid? How can you call him a chassid? The Vilna Gaon in his Pirish Hagra on Pirkei Avos, so the Vilna Gaon's Pirish Hagra is, he always brings the scriptural sources, the Makairis and Psukim to what the Mishnah says. The Gaon said, Avos is Michal de Ikatoldois, whatever's Mefurish in the Pasuk is considered an Av. That means Pirkei Avos has to have sources in the Pasuk. So the Vilna Gaon wrote a Pirish Hagra on Pirkei Avos where he found the Makar. So he says, Kosha Lichais Venoich Laratzois, Kamoisha Kosha, the Pasuk says, Erech Hapayim Rav Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Erech Hapayim. What does it mean he's an Erech Hapayim? It's hard, he's a kosher lichos. The pasuk says, Lo hechazik lo ad apoy ki chofetz chesedu. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a noyach l'ratzis. So you see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kosher lichos, and you see he's a noyach l'ratzis. Hashem is an erech apayim. But what do you mean? It sounds like fakert. So there's an idea of a lachta bedrochav. Erech apayim is one of the yud gimel midai shal rachamim. So a person's allowed to be angry. He just has to be a kosher lichos. Doesn't the Rambam say clearly that kas is one of those things that a person v'chein akas de'eroi ad l'ma'oi v'eroi l'sheisrachik pimena ad akteya achar v'akert v'derech atzadikim is aluvim v'ein oivim shayim v'cherposim v'ein mashivim oisem me'ahavu usmeichem b'yusurim. They never get angry. So is the chassid someone that's kosher lichos, or is the chassid someone that never gets angry? We'll leave with that ha'ara.